This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 2nd of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel, with mild temperatures making it perfect for outdoor activities. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa also sees clear skies, adding to the refreshing atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, in earlier reporting, the U.S. believes Iran is using a ceasefire to dig out buried missiles and launchers, aiming to rebuild its missile capabilities. Also, I-24 News reported from earlier today that an IDF official warns, unless Iran's enriched uranium is removed, the latest war efforts could fail, potentially necessitating further military action by Israel. Also this hour, N12 noted earlier today that former President Trump is boasting about plans to double weapon production, though results may take years to materialize. Separately, in a long-awaited development, Axios reported that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which could pave the way for a peace deal with Iran. And finally, Times of Israel earlier today reported that two men were shot dead in what appears to be an underworld hit in central Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Times of Israel posted minutes ago that two men were shot dead in central Israel in what seems to be an underworld hit. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today insights from Matt Taril, a former chief of staff for Marco Rubio's 2016 campaign, discussing whether Iran might be bluffing about the U.S. naval blockade. From CNN, a new investigation released earlier today reveals at least 16 American military sites have suffered damage in Iranian strikes, forming the majority of U.S. military site attacks. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, the ceasefire seems to be a strategic pause for Iran. Experts suggest Iran's actions could escalate tensions further if not addressed, potentially destabilizing the region. Turning to the I-24 News report, the removal of Iran's enriched uranium is crucial. According to the IDF, failing to do so could negate current efforts, leading to another possible military intervention by Israel. This raises significant concerns about regional security. Meanwhile, N12 highlights former President Trump's ambition to boost defense production. However, analysts caution that such increases may take time, affecting immediate defense readiness amid ongoing global tensions. In a move covered by Axios, Trump's ceasefire announcement between Israel and Lebanon could be a pivotal step in negotiating peace with Iran. The political sensitivity of this move could challenge Netanyahu's stance, but might open diplomatic channels. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that the Indian embassy cancelled a $42 million Tel Aviv office deal. The high price was a significant factor in the collapse of the transaction with the Reichman family. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that fears of escalation with Iran are impacting markets. Oil prices have surged to nearly $1.10 a barrel, while Asian stock markets experience downturns amid rising bond yields. And finally, Walla Business reports that several banks in Israel have filed for insolvency against Nochi Dankner. The banks claim Dankner failed to meet his financial obligations, leading to a half-billion shekel debt. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.